Good morning. My blog for today is part 4 of The Earth Shook. Tsunami warnings went out from Hawke's Bay down to Christchurch within an hour after the main quake at midnight. We here in the South Island were warned at 1:03 a.m. to head for higher ground, and from then word was spread through various media to widen the call to the southern and northern regions, including all coastal towns and villages along the route. If you have never known the effects of a tsunami, then be alert that the water is sucked out by at least 200 metres before it starts to come back in with a vengeance. Out came the kindnesses in droves when people looked out their windows to see strange cars seeking shelter on their much safer, higher level streets, with residents knocking on car windows, offering warmth and shelter under their own roofs. One family took in 30 people as well as 3 dogs. High-rise buildings in Wellington took their fair share of damage, with windows being smashed and masonry and plaster plummeting from on high throughout the rumbling and shaking. Bathrobes were the get-up of the night, as guests waited outside their hotels and sleeping accommodation for the okay to return to their rooms. The Beehive took in tourists offering shelter, food and water to many who had never before felt the onslaught of an earthquake in their own lands. All public transport such as trains, ferries and buses were cancelled in both the North and the South Islands. The ferry terminals suffered much damage on both islands, with a passenger bridge being washed out to sea and connecting roadways rising and falling with the impact of the waves forcing the pylons beneath the wharves to bend in on themselves, causing likely future damage. Ships were stranded out in the harbours, leaving Picton and Wellington greatly affected for many hours. Naturally, schools were closed Monday, with many students missing their NCEA exam scheduled to take place that day. Those who had suffered the Christchurch earthquake were severely reminded of the not-too-distant past when facing the Kaikoura earthquake. And, of course, the inevitable burglars found the situation inviting, taking advantage of those who had been evacuated to roughen up and burgle at least 19 homes that reported theft through burglary in Christchurch alone. The mindless escapade of such people, not caring that what they ransacked and took away were of no value to anyone but the owners, with a special needs young person losing precious hearing equipment, to mention the loss of one such family. Upon hearing what had happened to this particular family, they were then showered with such generosity by total strangers to help replace what they had lost. The kindnesses were overwhelming in many cases. And that's the end of part 4, and you can listen to part 5 tomorrow. I thank you for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.